Our message this morning is from 2 Kings chapter 5, verse 1 to 13.
今天早上的信息是列王记下第五章一到十五节。
2 Kings chapter 5, verse 1.
列王记下第五章第一节。
Now Naaman was commander of the army of the king.Of Aaron. He was a great man in the sight of his master, and highly regarded, because through him the Lord has given victory to Aaron. He was a valiant soldier, but he had leprosy.
亚兰王的元帅乃曼在他主人面前位尊为大，因耶和华曾记他使亚兰人得胜，他又是大能的勇士，只是长了大麻风。
The first verse introduced the central character of this passage.
所以第一节呢，把这一段圣经的那个主要的人物介绍了一下。
He was Naaman, the commander of the army of the king of Aaron.
主要主人公呢就是乃曼，他是亚兰王军队的元帅。
Aaron is the current Syria.
亚兰呢，也就目前我们地理位置上现在的叙利亚。
Question is, how would God bring this commander of an enemy of Israel to come to know him?
问你这我们这里的问题是神怎么使我们使这个犹太人的敌人亚兰呢带到神的面前。
Many of us work in offices or companies.
很多人呢在公司在办公室工作。
How would we bring the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ to our workplace.
我们怎么把耶稣神的这个福音呢带给到我们的工作的场所。
How would God use you and I to make disciples of all nations?
神怎么使用你和我使那个全部的国度成为他的圣徒。
Is it possible that Naaman become a worshipper of the true God?
所以乃曼是不是有这个可能成为敬拜神的人呢？
And we look to the story and see how God created all the characters in this passage.
我们看整个这个故事，圣经的经节就给告诉我们神怎么启发建立了各种各样的人物，使各样的事情做成。
The scripture described that this commander was a great man.
这里经节讲到这个元帅呢是一个大勇士。
In the sight of his master,
在他的主人面前呢
he was a good worker.
他是一个很好的工人。
He followed the order of his king.
他遵循他的国王的命令。
He was faithful in his work.
他的工作呢也是很忠诚的。
It is interesting that in the scripturedescribed that the Lord had given victory to Israel's enemy.
更有趣的是这里经节还讲到耶和华呢使那个以色列人的亚兰人呢得胜。
And that God lead people who are not believers.
神呢让那些不相信的人。
God leads leaders in the world to accomplish his will.
神呢也使用不相信他的人呢来征服这个世界。
God uses leader in history to accomplish his goal of saving people from sin.
神呢在历史上使用了很多领导人呢来拯救他的人呢远离罪。
So this commander of the army was a great man in the sight of the Lord.
说这个元帅呢在他的主人面前是一个大能的勇士。
But he had one problem.
但呢他有一个问题。
He has leprosy.
他呢长了大麻风。
He had a skin disease.
他有一个皮肤病。
Perhaps not the extreme leprosy that we know.
可能并不是很严重的那个大麻风。
How will he solve his problem?
他怎么来解决他这个皮肤的问题呢？
The scripture in verse 2 describes God's solution.
从第二节开始呢开始讲述神的那个解决的方案。
It is a little girl from Israel.
是从以色列国来的一个小女子。
This little girl was captured.
这个小女子呢，被亚兰人做了俘虏。
She didn't go to, serve her commander willingly.
所以呢，她并不是很愿意来服侍她的那个主人的。
But in her service,
但是一个就是服侍。
She knew who she was.
她知道她是什么样的人。
She was subject of Israel.
她呢是以色列的一个工具。
Israel is our people chosen by God.
而以色列国呢是神所拣选的。
So even though she found herself captured, working as almost a slave,
尽管她发现自己呢是被俘虏了，是作为一个奴隶在那边工作。
She has a very unique attitude.
但呢她有一个非常独特的那个态度。
Even though the circumstance were not ideal.
尽管她目前的状况并不是那个理
想。The working condition was terrible.
她的工作所面临的环境是非常糟糕的。
But she had a greater calling.
但呢她有一个很大的呼召。
She knew why she was in this servant to the commander.
他知道他为什么成为现在这样作为这个元帅的服侍他的人。
You and I serve the society in our work.
我们呢在我们工作当中也为我们也做出各种各样的工作服侍。
Some of us are student.
有一些呢我们是学生。
Whether you're in junior high school, high school, college.
不管你是初中高中还在大学里。
Sometimes your working condition is not ideal.
有时候呢你周遭面临你工作的环境呢并不是很理想。
You may not like your school.
你可能并不是很喜欢这个环
境。Or your classmates.
或者你的学校你不喜欢你的学校或你的班级。
But as disciple of our Lord Jesus Christ.
但是作为我们耶和华神的那个门徒。
We remind ourselves why we are there.
我们要不断地提醒自己为什么我们在我们现在所处的地方。
This little girl didn't complain about her condition.
这个小女子呢并没有抱怨她的环境。
She knows that God wants her to be in this household.
她知道神要让她在这个家庭里服侍。
At the right opportunity.
这是一个在一个合适的机会里。
She could be a help.
她呢可以成为一个很好的帮助者。
She could be a witness.
她可以做一个很好的见证。
Her master's wife,whom she served has leprosy. The master.
他服侍的那个主人的那个先生丈夫就是那个乃曼的有那个大麻风。
How could she help?
他能提供些什么帮助呢?
She's not a doctor.
他也不是医生。
She doesn't know how to, solve these complicated skin condition.
他也不知道怎么去医治这个复杂的皮肤病。
You and I are not expert. How many of you are doctors?
我们呢也不是这方面的专家。你们有多少人是医生呢？
We do not have solution to human problem.
我们对人所面临的问题并没有答案。
But this does not stop this little girl.
但这个呢并没有阻止这个小女子。
She knows in her limitation.
她知道她所面临的限制。
But the God whom she worshipped,
但呢神呢让他来敬拜。
Oh, it's all powerful.
他的敬拜呢是强有力的。
It's a God who performs miracles.
因为神呢可以来施这个神迹。
In our everyday experience.
我们每一天的生活都可以经历。
And so her goal in her service to this, commander.
所以他那个服侍这个元帅的这个目的
was to somehow introduce her master to the Lord.
就是借机会把神介绍给他的那个主人。
We do not have solution to human problem.
我们对人所面临的问题也没有什么答案。
But we do serve a God who has solution to everyone's problem.
但我们服侍的神他对我们所面临的问题都有答案。
So our Lord Jesus Christ wants us to be in a place where when opportunity comes, we want to introduce our friends, our co-worker to our Lord Jesus Christ.
神呢让我们要处于这样一个地位，一旦机会来临的时候呢，就要介绍我们的同事同伴，介绍他们认识神耶稣基督。
And many times that introduction comes in the form of introducing to our friends people who know God.
经常呢，这种介绍呢，是通过引荐介绍我们的朋友同事去认识神。
And this little girl said to her master, the commander's wife.
这个小女子呢，对她的祖母说，
I wish you could bring master to meet the prophet of Samaria.
我呢，巴不得我的主人呢，可以去见撒玛利亚的先知。
Samaria is the center of the northern kingdom.
那个撒玛利亚是那个北国的中心。
Although it was not Jerusalem.
并不是那个耶路撒冷。
But God's presence is there.
但神的存在呢，也在那里。
Because God has chosen prophets.
因为神呢，可以拣选。谁做那个先知
？To speak on behalf of God，
代表神呢讲神的话。
First is Elijah，
第一呢就是以利沙。
And the second one would be Elisha。
第二个是以利沙。
And so this little girl want her master to meet Elisha。
所以这个小女子呢想她的主人呢去见那个以利沙。
And interestingly, her master。Follow her suggestion.
很有趣的是呢，他的主人呢，竟然遵从了他的那个建议。
As Christian, as disciple of Christ,
我们作为基督徒，作为那个耶稣的门徒
，How do we convince our friends, our co-worker, to follow our suggestion?
我们怎么能够去那个说服我们周遭的人、同事？来那个接受我们的建议呢
？Come to our worship，
到我们的那个敬拜中来。
Meet our co-workers，
来见我们的同工。
Probably because this little girl who served her master with a very good attitude，
可能很大的原因是这个服侍这个主人的小女子呢，这个态度很好。
She had a very good testimony。
他呢也做本身就做了一个很好的见证。
She showed her master that she has a caring heart.
他向他的主人显示他有一个非常良善的心。
And Cantonese is 关心。
广东话叫关心是吧
？Yeah. Do you care?
是不是你有一个非常关心别人？
You know, I like it. 关心。
关心。
When you are in your office.
当你在你的办公室里的时候呢
？When you are in your classroom，
在你的那个班级里的时候
，Do people feel your heart？
是不是你周遭的人感觉到你的这个热心呢
？This little Israelite girl，
这个以色列国来的小女子
，small little girl，
这个小女子
，big heart，
带有一个非常大的热心
，caring heart，
有一个非常关心别人的心
，in any community。
在任何社区里
，in any family，
在每个家庭里
，in any group，
在任何团体
，in an office，
不管是在办公室里
，they must have people who have a caring heart，
必须要有一些呢，有一个非常热心肠的人。
Caring heart comes in small ways，
也可能是从小的事情上就可以显现
，small greeting，
小的方面就可以显现。
How are you？
就简单的跟你说一声那个问候。
Have you eaten？
是不是吃过饭了
？Or can I help you？
是不是我可以帮你什么
？This little act of kindness，
这些小的一些显示出来的良善的行为。
This little girl suggests to her master，
所以这个小女子呢，显示了向她的那个主人显示了。
And the master responded，
所以她的主人呢，也做出了回应。
Will our friends and co-workers,
我们所有的朋友同事
,will our classmates,
我们所有的那个班级的同学
,when we say, come and meet our Lord Jesus Christ, meet our, Christian friends,
我跟他们劝说他们来敬拜来见我们的教会来见我们的教会的同事朋友们
,if it comes from a caring heart,
如果你有一个非常热烈的心肠
,and this,commander of the king follow her advice.
这个王的元帅呢，那个接受了他小女子的建议。
Not only did he follow her advice,
他不但那个接受了他的建议。
He bought a lot of silver.
他呢还带了很多那个礼物。
10 talents of silver.
使他连得的银子。
And gold.
还有金子。
6,000 shekels of gold.
6,000舍克勒的金子。
And clothing, expensive clothing, 10 suit of clothes.
还有十套非常昂贵的那个衣裳。
And she come to the king of Israel.
她呢去了见那个以色列王。
And so the second character that we, the third character that we come to know is the king of Israel.
所以第三个这个故事的人物，我们现在见到的是那个以色列王。
If you have studied the differences between the northern kingdom and the southern kingdom,
如果你了解一些北国和南国的那个差别，
the kingdom of God divided.
那个神的国呢，当时分裂了。
Because of Solomon's sin.
因为那个所罗门的罪。
She went after foreign women, too many wives.
他呢去追逐很多那个贪图女色，有很多太多的那个妻子。
As a result, God caused the nation to divide.
所以呢，结果呢，神呢把这个国度呢分裂为两部分。
Southern kingdom is the kingdom of Judah.
那个北国是犹大国。
They remain in Jerusalem.
他们呢维护的那个耶路撒还是在耶路撒冷范围。
Southern kingdom had 20 kings.
南国。有23个王。
20 kings.
20个王。
8 of them are good kings.
八个王呢是好的王。
They periodically, call people to repentance.
他呢不断地呼召他的臣民来悔改。
They revive the nation.
他呢使国的振兴。
When people of God forget to worship the true God.
当那个神的民忘记那个敬拜真实的神的时
候。When they do not become disciples of the God who created them.
当他们不再成为创造他们的神的门徒的时候。
These kings call them back to repentance.
这些国王呢呼召他们来悔改。
To revive themselves.
来自己呢振兴。
That's the reason why the southern kingdom existed many million years longer than the north.
所以这也就是这个原因，南国呢存在的时间比较长，比那个北国长很多。
The northern kingdom,
而北国呢
had 19 kings,
大概有19个王。
But none of the king reminded people to follow God.
但没有一个国王呢提醒他的臣民来追随神。
In fact, they were not leader, spiritual leader.Of the nation.
他们本身也不是他们国度的那个属灵的
领袖。And here's an example.
这呢就是一个很好的例子。
This is the king of Israel.
这是以色列王。
He's the ninth king of Israel.
他是那个以色列国的第九个王。
His name is Joram and Yehoram.
他叫那个约兰王。
And when the commander came to see him,
当那个元帅乃曼来见他的时候呢
，And when he received a letter from this king of Aaron，
当他见他阅读亚兰王的来信的时候
，Verse 7 tells us his response。
第七节呢就讲他是做什么样的反应。
He start tearing his clothes off。
他开始撕裂他自己的衣服。
He said, "I'm not God."
他说我岂是神呢
？I cannot.Give people life.
我没法使人复活过来。
Why you come to see me?
你为什么来见我呢
？He's paranoid.
他呢开始那个恐惧。
He's very suspicious.
他呢听上去非常那个怀疑。
When opportunity comes,
当机会来临的时候
，as a king of Israel,
作为那个以色列王
，oh to declare the glory of the Lord.
他没有那个宣扬神的荣耀
，to speak of the goodness of God，
来讲神的善事。
He forgot who he was，
他忘记了他的地位。
And sometimes as Christian and disciple of our Lord，
作为基督徒神的门徒
，we miss opportunities，
我们很多时候呢也丧失了这些机会。
to declare the greatness of God.
来宣扬神的那个荣耀。
People looking for help.
很多人呢向我们来寻求帮助。
Sometimes our response is that, what can I do?
有时候我们那个就反应就是我能做什么呢？
I have no solution.
我也没有什么解决的办法。
This king was not prepared.
所以这个也国王呢也就是这样。
King of Israel was not prepared to be a witness of the God who called him to be king.
所以这个王呢并没有做好准备，准备自己呢当神要让他来呼召他的时候。
His response was one of paranoia.
他的那个反应呢是那个非常恐惧。
He start making a scene.
他开始呢他开始恐惧。
And when Elisha,
当以利沙呢
heard about his tirade,
听说这个以色列王呢撕裂衣服
his tore his clothes,
听说他撕裂衣服
and he came to see the king,
他就去见这个王
and he said, bring the commander to me,
就把这个人呢带到我，把那个元帅呢带到我这里来
and so the story continued.
所以这个故事呢继续开继续进行。
It is interesting that, the individual here that describe were all male, men.
那在这里呢那个那个主要的人物主要的人物是那个男性。
And, Nahum, commander of the army.
是那个亚兰王的元帅。
He's a very powerful, commander.
他是一个很有能力的元帅。
And of course, someone who is a strong man,
他是一个大有能力的人
would show his temper.
他呢会那个经常显示出他的脾气
And so the scripture talks about that when he went to see, the prophet,
这里所以谈到他当去见那个先知的时候呢
And he stopped in the door at the door of Elisha.
他来到以利沙家的门口站在门前
Now, Instead of the Elisha seeing him personally,
以利沙呢没有亲自见他。
Elisha sent a messenger to him.
以利沙呢带打发一个使者。
And through the messenger,
通过这个使者呢
Elisha gave the instruction to Naaman.
以利沙呢那个给乃曼他的建议让他做什么
go wash yourself seven times.
说一句呢你去河中沐浴七回。
In Jordan River, the river where Israel is part of.
就是在以色列国境内的约旦河。
And this servant said, if you do that, you will be cleansed.
这个使者说呢，如果你那个沐浴七回，你的肉呢就可以复原。
Well, how would you respond?
如果你面临这个情况，你会作何反应呢？
You're the captain of an army that defeated Israel.
你呢是一个军队的领导，打败了以色列。以色列国
You came all the way with gifts.
你呢千里迢迢带了很多礼物。
And you meet the king.
你呢就见了国王。
And this crazy king tore his clothing off.
这个国王呢发疯了把衣服都撕裂了。
And then there's a prophet.
然后呢这里有个先知。
And the prophet said, come and see me.
这个先知说呢你可以来见我。
And the prophet do not come to see him.
但是先知本身呢又不出来见他。
He sent a servant.
只带了一个打发一个使者出来。
So how will you respond?
你会有什么反应呢
?And so in verse 11 tells us, Nahum respond this way.
所以呢十一节告诉我们乃曼如何应对。
Verse 11, but Nahum went away angry and said,
乃曼却发怒走了。
I thought that he would surely come out to me and stand and call on the name of the Lord his God.
我想他必定出来见我站着求告耶和华他神的名。
Waving his hand over the spot and cure me of my leprosy.
在患处以上摇手治好这大麻风。
In verse 12, are not Albana and Phaphar the river of Damascus better than any water in Israel?
大马色的河亚巴拿和马尔发岂不比以色列的一切水更好吗
Couldn't I wash in them and be cleansed?
我难道在那里不可以沐浴得洁净吗？
So he turned and went off in a rage.
所以呢，他愤怒地转身离去了。
I don't know if this happened in your family relationship.
我不知道这是不是也发生在你们家庭生活当中。
Or at your office meetings.
或在你们的那个工作场所的会议里面。
In today's political climate.
在目前的政治生态下呢
，With our president and all the people oppose his policy or him，
啊，有我们有总统，有很多人反对他的那个政策。
You have North Korea，
有那个北韩。
I have a Middle East，
还有那个中东。
When you look at the human history，
我看我们人类的历史
，How often war begins？
那个。战争是如何开始的呢
？By small relational incidents，
往往都是一些小的那个关系上的那个冲突。
Now I'm not sure why Elijah, instead of coming out to greet Naaman, sent a messenger。
我不知道为什么以利沙呢，不是自己亲自出来迎接那个乃曼，而是派了一个使者。
But I do understand why Naaman was so angry.
但我可以理解乃曼为什么非常愤怒。
And the scripture described in verse 11,
在十一节里面那个提到
said that, but Naaman went away angry.
乃曼发怒走了。
And then in verse 12, at the end, so he turned and went off in a rage.
第十二节的最后讲，于是气愤愤地转身去了。
Many times in the family relationship，
很多时候呢，在家庭生活关系中呢
，perhaps between husband and wife，
可能在那个丈夫太太之间
，misunderstanding，
有一些那个误解
，a little argument，
有一些小的争吵
，and very easily we pack and leave。
经常会发生，就是你转身离开了。
Perhaps in your office，
或者在你的那个公司办公室里。
When you have issue，
如果你有一些那个问题
，sometimes people just walk away。
很多时候呢，人就是转身一跺脚离开了。
If you apply those walking away in the current political climate。
如果你在目前的政治生态下也是这样一转身就愤怒的离开
Walking away
离开
The result could be disastrous
这个结果可能会非常有灾难性
Here is Naaman
这里呢是乃曼
With leprosy, skin problem
他有那个麻风有皮肤病的问题
The solution is right before him
在他的面前有这个解决的办法
Could be cleansed
可以被洁净
But because of a burst of anger
但是由于他的那个愤怒
A communication glitch
有那个交流沟通上的那个断裂
The whole thing could be what? Collapse
整个形势呢就会恶化
Who's going to walk away?
他就转身走了
Because he said Why should I go to Jordan?
他说呢，为什么我要去约旦河呢
？Now this is a typical male attitude.
这是一个典型的男子的反应。
Right, who's stronger?
谁更强
？Who's more powerful?
谁更有力
？Who's in control?
谁控制形势
？So this is a display of you know young men who just having a tantrum.
这个呢就是那个充分显示年轻的男性的那个争强好胜的那个性格。
It happens in the family.
这呢在家庭里也发生。
It happens at workplace.
在你的工作场所里呢也会看到。
It happens between leaders of nations.
在国与国的领导人之间也是如此。
In this kind of crisis,
在这样的那个危机环境里
How is that catastrophe avoided?
这样一个危机状态怎么才能避免呢
？And the scripture tells us.
这个经节告诉我们。
In verse 13.
在十三节
Naaman's servants
乃曼的仆人
went to him
进前来。
Now I don't know who these servants are.
我也不知道这些仆人是谁。
I'm not sure whether they are people of Aaron or Syria.
我不知道他们是亚兰叙利亚国的人。
Could be that they are also slaves who were captured.
他们有可能是那些奴隶，也就是被掳来的那些奴隶。
It's common that when war or conflict, the captured becomes slave or servants.
因为当时非常那个看到通常的发生情况就是两国之间打仗，被掳的人就变成奴隶了。
I'm not sure if they know the Israel, the girls from Israel.
我也不知道他们是否认识那个以色列国的那个小女子。
But if you read the account,
但如果你看整个这个故事的发展
，When the Jews, the people of Judah,
就是那个犹大国的那个犹太人
，who were captured,
他们被抓以后
，and brought into Babylon,
带去被带进那个巴比伦
，and later became part of the Persian Empire.
然后呢，这地方又变成那个波斯帝国的统治。
People like Daniel,
像丹伊里这样的人
a teenager,
当时呢，这只是一个年轻的
男孩。Was captured by the Babylonian,
被那个巴比伦人俘虏。
Friend,
和他的很多的那个少年朋友。
They were brought into a foreign land,
他们呢被带入一个远方的陌生的国度。
If you were captured,
如果你被掳。
If you became slave,
你变成了奴隶。
If you're in a country of not of your own,
你不在你的那个祖国。
How would you respond?
你会怎么反应呢？
What is the attitude?
你会有什么样的心态呢？
What attitude should we take?
你应该有什么样的心态呢？
When we are oppressed,
我们被欺压。
When we are minority in a majority society,
我们在我们是一个大多数欺压我们的一个少数群体。
When we are being taken advantage of,
我们呢被那个欺压。
When there is racism,
当有那个种族歧视的时候。
When it's negative attitude toward us,
当对我们有一个非常负面的那个看法。
When we are working at jobs that we might not like,
我们做的工作可能我们本身就根本不想做的工作。
Now, how should we respond?
我们应该怎么反应呢？
It's very difficult.
这是非常那个困难。
Now, I come from the period of Asian American awareness.
我呢是来自于那个时间呢，当时呢亚洲的美国的亚洲亚裔人呢开始觉醒。
In the 60s.
在那个60年代。
In the 70s.
70年代时候。
There's a movement that those of us who are Asian need to speak up.
当时呢，我们有这样一个运动，就是我们作为亚裔人呢，我们必须站出来发言。
We need to protest about the injustice.
我们要必须抗议我们所经历的
or the inequality.
不平等。
I'm not here to promote a certain kind of political view.
我这里并不是要推广任何那个政治观点。
But I am talking about in this particular scripture passage.
我在讲到在这一个比较特殊的经节里面
There are a group of people that are oppressed.
这里有一群人呢受到欺压
This little girl became a slave.
这小女子呢变成了一个奴隶
What does she do?
她怎么做呢
She washed clothing probably.
可能她是工作主要是那个洗衣服
She took care of her master's wife.
或者照顾那个主人的
All the work that nobody wants to do.
这些工作呢，其他人都不愿意干。
Now, many of our Chinese or Asian they who come recently, we take up job that many people don't want to do.
我们很多中国人亚洲亚裔人到美国来呢，做了很多美国人不愿意做的工作。
Now, as you know, I'm Thoi San. I'm from Thoi San. It's a play 台山。
我是台山来的。
Well, my ancestors.
我的那个祖先是从台山来的。
See, no man in Thoi San would wash clothing, right?
在台山男人是不会那个洗衣服的。
But when we come to United States,
当我们来到那个美国的时候呢
,what choice we have?
我们有些什么选择
laundry, Chinese laundry, right?
就是看那个洗衣店。
No Chinese Taishan would cook in China.
在中国的台山男人也不会去做饭。
They don't go into the kitchen.
他们不会去厨房。
But what do they do when they come here?
他们到这来干嘛呢？
Restaurant.
开餐馆。
Many of our, kinsmen from China, they would never take care of elderly, right? Wash, clean.
我们那个家乡的那些亲戚，他们永远不会去那个做饭洗衣服。
But now when we come, what do we do?
等他们来了怎么办呢？
We come home attendant, 护理。
我们就做护理。
So what do you, how do you respond?
你会做什么反应呢？
In this passage,
在这个经节
the servants were the key.
这里经节里面的这个仆人呢是关键所在。
This little, Israelite servant slave.
就那个小那个年轻的那个以色列的小女子。
Didn't focus on her predicament.
并没有着重她的那个特别的地方。
She was not complaining all day about how she was oppressed.
她这里也没有她那个说是她非常抱怨她那个每天所受的欺压。
She said, I'm here to care for my boss.
所以她说这里呢我是来那个服侍我的主人。
And in verse 13,
在13节呢
Here is Naaman ready to walk away.
当那个乃曼气愤的准备离开的时候
，You can see smoke coming out of his head, right?
你看他的头的那个怒气从他的头顶冒出来。
And when smoke come out of your head,
当那个怒气从你的头顶冒出来的时候，意味着什么呢
？You need somebody to flame the fire more.
所以你是要需要人来火上浇油吗
？You need someone to calm you down.
你需要有一些人让你能够平静下来。
Because it's a matter of life and death.
有时候可能往往是生与死的时刻。
Our words, our attitude,
我们的言语，我们的心态。
In this situation,
在这样的形势下呢
，Naaman's servants,
乃曼的那个仆人
，I don't know who they are,
我不知道他们是谁。
They could be Israelites who were captured.
他们也可能是从以色列国掳来的。
But they went to him,
但他们。近前来。
Notice the way he addressed Naaman. They addressed Naaman.
注意他怎么对他对乃曼说话的那个方式。
They said, "My father."
他说我父啊。
Now, how many of you would call someone who capture you and force you to wash clothing and clean the house, father?
多少人如会对抓住你，让强迫你为他。洗衣服那个打扫房间的人称他为我的父呢
When you are angry
当你那个愤怒的时候
Your servant comes
你的那个仆人来了
Call you father
称你说我的父
It calm you down
就可以把你平静下来、
right? The smoke begin to subside right? No flame
你的头上的那个怒气呢开始消散了
And these servants begin to be, rational.
这些仆人呢变得非常理性。
Very common words.
用那个非常简单的语言。
If the prophet had told you to do something great, would you not have done? How much more than when they tell you, wash and be cleansed?
先知若吩咐你做一件大事，你岂不做呢？何况说你去沐浴而得洁净呢
Now, ？I believe that their tone of voice，
我相信他们说话的那个语调
，is very important，
是那个非常那个热那个温和的。
The fact that they address this their master as father，
他们呢称之他们的那称他们的那个主人称为我。
That the word that follow is one of respect。
所以呢，他的那个语气声调是非常尊敬的。
You can say the same word with no respect.
也可以说同样的话，但是没有任何尊敬的那个语气。
You can say, "Hey, if the prophet had told you to do something great, would you not have done it? How much more than, you know, like a condescending tone?"
你的那个语气也肯定很不一样，就是说，我的父啊，如果先知让你做什么事，你难道不做吗？去做吧。
Because of their tone and their heart.
因为他们的那个心情和那个语调。
In verse 14,
14节
tells us the response of Naaman.
告诉我们乃曼如何回应。
So, these words calm him down.
仆人的言语呢，是乃曼平静。
Redirect his rage.
把他的那个愤怒呢平息了。
These words save his life.
也拯救了他的生命。
Naaman was about to turn back.
当那个乃曼准备离开的时候，
he was going to live with his leprosy.
他准备就带着他的大麻风一辈子了。
To being saved.
他已经几乎接近要被那个洁净拯救了。
The word of the servant.
他的仆人的言语。
Saved him.
拯救了他。
Getting ready to walk out.
他们就离开
pull them back.
又让他回来。
Now, in Cantonese, the term that we use is,
在那个广东话里，
好食氹人。What that in Mandarin?
English.
I don't even know what the word is. It's the word that you're able to say to calm someone down and convince that person.
就是你能够让他平静下来并说服他。
Your kid's having a tantrum.
你的那个孩子呢有
throwing all the food, right? You could start yelling at him.
你不再对他那个大喊大叫。
You could start taking a stick and beat the daylight out of him.
也不再去鞭打他。
But some wise mother or grandmother,
一些比较有睿智的母亲或者祖母
has an art of calming the child down called tum.
能够让那个他们孩子呢平静下来。
And these words able to calm the, Naaman down.
这些言语呢也使那个乃曼呢平静下来。
And he was convinced.
他呢被说服了。
Those are artful words. Tone of voice.
这个是很有艺术性的这些语言那个能够使人平静。
Word that demonstrate that I care for you.
这些言语呢显示了我是关心你。
Yeah, I want to help you bring you back to the place of salvation.
我呢想帮助你让你带回你得使你得到拯救。
And so in verse 14, so Naaman went down and dipped himself in the Jordan 7 times. Cantonese 好听话 because of these words, he dipped 7 times. No complaint about the river in Jordan, right?As the man of God had told him, and his flesh was restored and became clean like that of a young boy.
所以乃曼呢就听了话，在约旦河里呢沐浴了七回，也不再抱怨这个大马色的河，其他地方比以色列的那个河更好吗？他就这样沐浴七回，他的肉呢也复原，他就得洁净。
And verse 15,
十五节
，Answer my opening question.
也那个回答了我一开始提出的问题。
How is this Naaman?
这个乃曼。
This captain of the army.
是那个军队的领导人。
Very powerful man.
非常有能力的人。
Same question, how is your boss at where you work?
同样的问题，如果你的那个老板，工作的老板。
And some of you were teenager, maybe your father or your mother or your relative.
或者你的那个孩子或者你的那个父母亲戚。
How would you bring them to be disciples of our Lord?
你怎么样把他们带来那个神的那个门徒面前
?In verse 15.
十五节。
Then Naaman and all his attendants went back to the man of God. They stood before him and said, Now I know there is no God in all the world except in Israel.Please accept now a gift from your servant.
乃曼带着一切跟随他的人回到神人那里，站在他面前说：“如今我知道，除了以色列之外，普天下没有神。现在求你指点，收点仆人的礼物。”
Who did more to lead Naaman to God?
谁把乃曼那个带到了神面前
？Well, his king did a lot.
他的国王呢也带了很也做了很多。
Because he was a good worker.
因为他是一个好的那个工人。
His king provided the the time and perhaps even the gift for him.
那个亚兰王呢，可能向他给他他的时间，也给他很多带来很多礼物。
Well, the king of Israel didn't help.
啊，那个以色列王呢，并没有帮助什么。
The king of Israel missed the opportunity to be a witness.
以色列王呢，丧失了这个做见证的机会。
The king of Israel was too concerned about himself.
因为以色列王只关心他自己。
He was wrapped around his insecurity.
因为呢，他非常担心他的那个安全。
We have to step out of our world.
我们必须那个超越我们自己的那个世界。
To know our insecurities.
超越我们自己的不安全感。
Put it aside.
把我们的不安全感放在一
边。So that we could be of help.
所以呢，我说。
So that we could be of help to people around us.
我们呢可以对我们周遭的人呢成为帮助。
This king was so obsessed about his role as a king of Israel.
因为这个国王非常关注他作为国王的统治。
When opportunity came so he could help another person, he missed it.
当那个机会来临，他可以帮助其他人的时候呢，他丧失了机会。
The prophet Elisha.
那个先知以利沙
，Did he help？
他是不是提供什么帮助呢
？Well, maybe he could reframe his instruction.
也许他可以他的那个告诉南门的话，那个说得更好一点。
Perhaps Elisha could be more personal.
可能以利沙呢、right? 变得更有个人化。
He could greet Naaman personally.
他可以亲自去那个迎接乃曼。
Elisha had the right instruction.
以利沙呢做出了很好的那个指示。
He's a man of God.
他是神的人。
But his communication.
但是他的那个沟通。
The way he shared God's word.
他那个分享神的话语的方式。
Turn people off.
会把人的那个回转会把人那个拒绝。
We have good intention.
我们有很好的那个企图。
Our attitude.
我们的心态。
Sometimes turn people away.
有时候呢，会把那个其他人呢，拒绝。
Naaman was ready to leave.
那位乃曼呢，当时就准备离开了。
Until some of his servants,
直到他的仆人
perhaps was able to calm down the situation.
他的仆人呢，能够使那个局势呢平缓。
Our Lord said, "Blessed are the peacemakers."
神呢说保佑我们的和平制造和平。
And as a result, Naaman come to know the true God.
结果呢那个乃曼就认识了真实的神。
It was a difficult journey.
这是一个非常困难的旅程。
We see that he almost left, right? He almost missed it.
因为之前他几乎要离开丧失这个机会了。
May the Lord give us A wisdom.
神呢给了我们智慧。
Like the young girl from Israel.
像以色列的小女子。
Even though we don't know her name.
因为尽管我们不知道她的名字是什么。
But we know her attitude.
但我知道她有个很好的心态。
We know her relationship with her master.
我们知道她和她主人之间的良好关系。
We don't know who these servants are.
我们也不知道乃曼的仆人是谁。
But we do know that these servants had a good relationship with their master.
但我们确信这些仆人和他们的主人有良好的关系。
It also tells us that Naaman, the master or the commander of the army,
这也告诉我们乃曼作为那个军队的元帅。
On one hand, he was a powerful soldier.
一方面呢，这是一个大能的勇士战士。
Filled with passion.
富有激情。
Easily anger.
很容易发怒。
Well, when you need a soldier to fight for you.
但你需要那个战士为你征战的
时候。These are the kind of people you want to be in that place.
你希望这样的人。
They're willing to die.
他们准备为你而死。
But at the same time.
但同时呢。
They need advice around them.
他们需要他周围的那个人的建议。
Just to calm them down.
使他们能够有时候呢能够平静下来。
And the reason why God included the story in Naaman.
为什么这里那个神把这个故事包括那个乃曼呢
？Is that Naaman was created in the image of God?
因为神乃曼呢能够创立那个神的那个形象。
On one hand, you could say he was very proud.
一方面呢，你看他非常骄傲。
But on the other hand,
但另一方面,
he was very humble.
但他又是非常谦卑的。
He's willing to take advice from servants.
他愿意接受他仆人的建议。
How many of you will be willing to take advice from someone lower than you are in terms of education?
你们多少人愿意去接受教育程度比你低的人，你接受他有关教育的建议呢？
Or the status in the society.
或者那个在社会上地位不同的人。
Naaman was willing to take advice and suggestion from his servants.
这里呢，乃曼愿意倾听他仆人的意见和建议。
He was a very humble individual.
所以他也是一个非常谦卑的人。
And as a result, he was blessed.
结果呢，他得到了那个祝福。
He could have said to the servant, "Who are you?"
他可以说，你是谁啊？你算老几
？You got to. What are you telling me?
你跟我说什么
？He listened.
他倾听
follow,
而且遵循他们的去做
and he was cleansed.
他得到了洁净
and so we need to listen to everybody
我们的需要倾听我们周遭的人
everybody's suggestion
其他人的建议
we waited
我们呢能够那个倾听他们的建议
so that we would grow as a disciple of our Lord
所以我们也可以作为神的门徒能够成长
let's pray
我们一起来祷告
Lord, we thank you that you have called us to follow you.
我们的父神，我们感谢赞美你来呼召我们，来跟随你。
And through the example of these individual servants whom we don't even know their names.
通过这些仆人，我们甚至不知道他们的名字。
Their words and their heart.
他们的言语和他们的心。
Or their witnesses.
他们的见证。
Have brought someone to our Lord Jesus Christ.
把其他人带进了我们的耶和华的神。
Able to meet the true living God and follow the true living God.
能够使见到那个信实的神，跟随信实的神，真实的神。
May you help us to follow the example and take advantage of all the opportunity that come to us.
祝福我们，我们能够遵循这些范例，能够尽量利用我们所有的机会。
That we would have opportunity to lead our friends to our Lord Jesus Christ.
能够使我们有机会使我们的朋友来转向神。
Through our testimony and our words.
通过我们的见证和言语。
That you may receive the glory.
也能够得到这个荣耀。
It is in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ we pray.
用我们耶稣基督主的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.